There's going to be a visit to each, both the county on for the Food Coast and Donegal Town, I think between 31st of July and the 17th of August. We're still waiting for confirmation of when those visits will be. So then each finalist, each of the 10 finalists, I think they basically have 3 hours to make an impression with the judges or application, and that counts for 70%. Then there's 30% of the marks actually is online voting. So there we'll be looking for as many people as possible in the county and outside of the county to get behind our two applications in Donegal. I don't think they go live until sometime around the 24th of July. So to wait just a few more days, I think they go up online on the Foodie Destination 2019 website, and then people can start voting then.
And this indeed is a major boost for the whole county.
It's a combination of what both Donegal Town, through the great work there that's gone on through the McGettigans and their committee in Donegal Town, have been doing there with their food festival that they run there every year for the last nearly 10 years now, and what we've been doing working with the food sector in the county under the Food Coast. All of those actions and things that we've had over the last, I suppose, nearly 8-10 years, even for ourselves in the Food Coast, is about making Donegal famous for food. And if either of us or both of us can get an accolade as a foodie destination, that adds to that ongoing process of raising awareness of what we have in the county by way of food, whether that be a restaurant or a coffee shop you're going to, but you want to go and you dig your potatoes with a farmer, a local farmer, or experience some of our food experiences. That's what it's all about, and raising awareness of that and our profile nationally.